there, by the pond. I can see Prince Claudius's blood on that tree from here.
Oh, what is this? It burns.
My queen, come no closer. Something evil burns the very air.
Burns, you say? It must be the dread work of those fire wielders.
Queen Titania, might not such dark deeds be the work of the Black Knight's ghost? The princess did say a knight in black armor was seen near here.
A ghost? Fie, my queen. What should we do?
The aura here does not fit with those of the fire wielders, nor are there traces of a ghostly presence. Something more nefarious is afoot. I demand an investigation into my son's murder, and only the best will do. I know exactly who to enjoin to solve this heinous crime.
Holmes, we've just received the most extraordinary message.
You always have a flair for the dramatic, Watson. What, pray tell, deems this missive beyond our regular ken?
This Titania styles herself as Queen of the Unseelie Court, and wishes us to investigate the murder of her son, Prince Claudius, of all the mad things.
Queen Titania is hardly mad, though the loss of her son is no doubt gravely distressing. To solve a mystery in a wholly different realm? There could be no better cure for my ennui. Time is of the essence, my dear doctor, so let us make haste through the portal.
Ugh. Portal travel never sits well on my stomach. Only I had my cane again.
You will regain your balance once we start moving, Watson. To the kingdom!
Right behind you, Holmes!
My queen, your investigators have arrived.
Your majesty, I am delighted to be of service to you.
Yes, I just wish it was under better circumstances.
We are indeed honored, your highness. And of course, we offer our deepest condolences to you and your family in this trying time.
We are managing. I'm so glad both of you could come. We can only speculate as to what befell my dear Prince Claudius, and entreat you to get to the truth of the matter at once.
As you wish, your majesty. Let us begin forthwith. Who here can tell us what they know of the prince's unfortunate demise?
Eliana, please appraise Detective Holmes and Dr. Watson of what you saw.
Yes, mother. I had heard tell of the most enchanting pond in the woods. A beautiful blue with shimmering lights that can only be perceived at night. I did so want to go, and my loyal brother, Prince Claudius, declared he would accompany me for my safety. The sight was as wondrous as they say, but that awe soon turned to horror as a dark figure appeared, clad in black armor. Claudius told me to run, and as I fled, I could hear him cough horribly and then scream in pain, which my imagination painted as the worst kind of agony. My fears were confirmed when the royal guards found his remains next to the pond. Oh, Claudius. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Princess Eliana, you must not carry the burden of guilt, as you hold no responsibility for the prince's death. Only the murderer is to blame, and Holmes and I vow that we will find who did this.
They say it was the ghost of the Black Knight.
A ghost? Really? And what of this Black Knight?
The tale goes that there was a human knight who ventured into these woods, but met with a grim fate with an ill-intentioned fairy. So now he wreaks his vengeance and deals death to anyone who crosses him.
A most diverting story indeed, Prince Preston. But despite this being a fey realm, I believe we shall find this mystery has a much more mundane solution. Dr. Watson and I shall begin the investigation at once.
Exactly. Now, do you know of anyone who would wish to harm Prince Claudius? Who might be the most likely suspects?
Our guards believe it was the Fire Wielders. We have a history of conflict with them, and our truces are always fragile. Some in the village say they have seen evidence of Fire Wielders in the woods of late. Of course, there is also Zenor.
Ah, so who, or what, is Zenor?
Zenor lives at the border of our realm. They've been known to practice dark magic. Surely they could have conjured a Fire Wielder, or perhaps some other such ill-tempered creature.
There were already mysterious happenings, even the night before Claudius' death. The disappearance of one Andric Wildvine. His friend Gus lives to the east at the edge of the village. I dare say you could interview him for more details.
Thank you, Prince Preston. Watson, let us hurry to this Gus person and explore whether the loss of Andric Wildvine may be linked to the murder of Prince Claudius.
You have our word that we will deliver the culprit to your royal justice, Your Majesty.
Thank you both. We are counting on you.
But of course, my queen. Come, Watson. The game is afoot.
You've been listening to Sherlock Holmes, Kingdom in Peril, part 1 of 4, written by Casey Boudinot. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell with music by Mendelssohn. Chris Honeywell was the guards. Sarah Palmero was Queen Titania. Eugene R. Hendricks was Dr. Watson. Nicole Tomte was Sherlock Holmes. Tori Wright was Princess Eliana. Tim Price was Prince Preston. Tune in and join the investigation next week in part 2 of Sherlock Holmes, Kingdom in Peril. You can also contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.